a big stall in that process that it would certainly make it more difficult to add student fees on if they knew that they could be raised without their input.
I might just add, in our committee meeting a week ago, my understanding was that there had been student input on the fees. So, Walt, I'd like to yield to you on the issue.
Both of these are assessments. The AFMA is something that's been in effect for about 5 years. It's an original policy that was put in place where basically it was the understanding that the AFMA would be subject to increase. It was open-ended. It would be subject to increase every year, limited to either inflation or a construction index. And that's what's happened again this year, is that basically, I think it's like a 2.4% increase is basically the construction index that was used for purposes. So it's in line with inflation. But basically, this goes back to the original policy when it was originally established. The library and IT fee essentially is also an assessment. It is essentially driven, again, the library and IT fee is used for the libraries, the campus libraries, everything from extending hours, to 24-hour basis, at certain times of the year, to building out public spaces, to digitizing, records, et cetera. So that also has basically been in place. There is an advisory committee, including the students, on the advisory committee for how the money's to be spent. And, of course, that's also a regular meeting. So, again, and also this is, again, the same type of, when it was originally established, I think it was the tuition policy committee or something like that, I think is the name of it, about 3 years ago when this was established. This was also an open-ended issue, and it was at that point limited to inflation. And again, what's being called for here is basically an inflationary increase. It's like, I think, 2.5%. So that's the background on it. I hope that responds to some of the open questions.
So historically, students have not had an input on this assessment?
This is originally established in the policy. As long as we follow the policies originally established, for instance, for AFMA, certainly for all of these, the service fee, the general fee, the health fee, those are all have regular, student involvement in those. But these two last two are assessments, and basically go back to the original establishing policy that was put in there in place. In the case of AFMA about 5 years ago, in the case of the library and IT fee about 3 years ago.
Well, how long ago was that policy enacted?
The AFMA was about five years ago.
I mean, so if I'm understanding you, there was student involvement when that policy
Yes, instead of establishing the policy. And basically, it was basically built into there that basically the adjustments in AFMA would be limited to this construction index or a cost indices.
And there's
basically the construction index has been used for the last several years, and I think it's like 2.4 is the overall increase. I think when we look at the overall increase in these fees, I think it's actually, I think the increase in overall fees and assessments at Urbana is like 0.8%. It's like 0.8% is the increase. It's actually a reduction in overall fees at Chicago. I can't remember what UIS is.
And the students are still involved in discussions about how these funds are then allocated?
Certainly my understanding for purposes of the library and IT fee that there are students that sit on those advisory committees, for how the money is to be spent. I think there was also some concern about whether or not all the money is being spent immediately. Now, some of these are dedicated to certain projects, and the projects are in the time. There's a time frame. There's a lag in the projects, but all the money is essentially dedicated to a project or to a purpose.
If the students wish to change this automatic policy, how would they go about doing that to revert back to having annual say?
You have to change the board item. The original board item, I know for AFMA, had this.
Yeah, this is a board item.
In there to have it keep pace over time, so we would have to adjust the policy document.
They were looking out for you.
Okay.
Those students. So you didn't have to take the vote. I mean, I think we're hobbled a little bit by imperfect institutional knowledge of the new president, an interim chancellor, new student representative, so largely a new board. So, some of this is not, we don't have perfect knowledge on all of it, but it sounds like this is consistent with the policy that we've been implementing for the last few years. I don't remember this issue coming up last year when we approved these fees.
I think the same procedure was followed last year.
That's correct. It was again, last year was the same type of construction index increase, and the library and IT fee was again an inflation, adjusted.
But if the students want greater input on it in the future, there's lots of ways we can work through that issue with you, with the appropriate representatives of the Student Senate.
Well, actually, the executive order is from the Student Senate, is what they basically said that they want to have further, they have the input on those two assessment fees. And I mean, I'm not really concerned. I don't really see where we would be in a rush to pass this if we could have the time to have student input. It's clear the students want it. I know that we worry about financial aid packages, but as we haven't voted on a tuition increase either, I don't see where we would really need to press the student fees. If we have the time, I don't know why we wouldn't give it to them.
It seems to me that we're dealing with a communication issue in large part, and the communication issue is that the current students are not transient with what happened 5 years ago, and that because there has been consultation on other fees and with students, and this one was left out, there's a feeling that they're not being consulted. And it seems to me it would be simple to just present this policy to the students, and I think they would understand it as long as they knew about it. But right now, I think that we might be taking a perfectly reasonable position as a board right now based upon the earlier resolution, but it may not be understood. So I would think that it would not be inappropriate to at least prospectively, when we do these fees, sit down with the students, and when you sit with the other fees and say we're going up 8% or whatever, the 8% or percent.
Yeah. Well, I should mention that there is a line in this item as well commending the university on keeping the fee increase so low. But I said everything I wanted to say on it.
And the document you're referring to is
You should have it before you. They handed out a copy to everyone. It looks like this.
My paper's been breeding over here.
Resolution passed by the Illinois.
There you go.
Okay. I'm sorry for not giving you further or more notice on it. It was passed last night. I just my first seeing of it is pretty much this morning too as well. The Urbana campus.
I'm assuming.
No, I've talked to both the student trustees. I think they're both in agreement that there hasn't been an issue from UIC or UIS.
Well, I believe that UIS students have say on all of the fees, including. I'm not sure if that assessment is the same, but from my understanding, that they have been consulted with everything that's going to be.
Charles, I can't hear you at all.
I can't either.
You got to speak into the mic.
Okay. I was just saying that I believe at UIS, the students have been consulted with all of the fees that are discussed in here. So I'm not sure if that situation is different at UIC or UIUC. But I guess that kind of caught, this didn't catch my attention until the executive order was sent, because I made it a point at the budget committee meeting to see if students had input on all fees that were going to be increased. So I'm assuming that maybe because this isn't a fee necessarily, it's an assessment, that it may be different. And I do understand that maybe a communication issue. That's what it sounds like it is. And especially with the turnover of the student trustees, I'm sure that some information may have been lost. Transmission. So.
As far as the UIC campus, I am on the Student Advisory Committee, and I believe that students are aware and are involved with the fee changes. And as far as the assessments, during the Student Advisory Committee, assessments were discussed, and they were brought up in their appropriate committee. So as far as UIC, I feel that students were involved in the fee changes.
But I also would like to add that although I am the student trustee for UIS, I understand the issues for all three campuses, and I believe that's what the position entails. So I don't want to discount anything that Dan has presented, because as he said, we have discussed it.
Well, it seems to me, if I may, Mr. Chair, I mean, it's maybe a little more complicated than we think, since basically these fees are in place to pay for some expenses already incurred, but yet we haven't paid out the money. There seems to me we could pull this item. As I hear Dan saying, students may want, after 5 years, to reevaluate the policy they agreed to 5 years ago. And that's a fair enough proposition. So we could do that one of two ways. We could approve this fee and then sit down with students, this assessment, this adjustment, and sit down with students going forward, or we could just put it off for the next board meeting, bring this one item back, and in the meantime, hopefully reach some resolution and further discussion with the students. I would prefer the second course, but I'm not sure if that's amenable to the board or in line with board policy.
My own hope today was to try to get clarity on what our funding sources were going to be for the next 3 years, to give the university staff the ability to plan and be thoughtful about, a lot of efficiencies come out of capital projects that pay for themselves over time. And you can't make the capital project decision unless you know you have the money in the future to pay for it. And going back to the students, I mean, this is $6, $7 each year to try to get approval from this, for this, is the opposite of the stability that I think we're trying to provide. And I think the students are why we're here, but they're here in part because we have great faculty and we need to be able to provide long-term commitment to the faculty that they're going to have great facilities and great compensation. And so I think we're all torn, and I don't know.
I wish I would have gotten great earlier notice on this myself. But I feel that students vote on referendum on these fees all the time, and I feel that if we could, especially with an order from the Student Senate in front of us now, I think we'd be remiss to kind of stick it to them in a sense where we had an opportunity to pause and reflect and allow them to have an input in it and to cut them out from the process and say we'll decide on it next year when we have the time. I understand the idea that we could start on a capital project, and I wouldn't want to, and I know $6 and $7 seem like a small fee, but in the larger picture of things, when students are voting on, say, for instance, the environmental fee that they voted in a few years ago by referendum, I'm worried that fees like that will have a greater difficulty being passed if students can remember a time when they didn't have a say. And so I voted an environmental fee today, it's $7 today, and suddenly it becomes $40 tomorrow. And I had no say in that. And I just think it's a bad precedent to set if we don't have to. I'm happy we caught it before we voted on it, actually.
And Mr. Chairman, I would tend to go for the proposition that we postpone this until the next meeting, given the fact that this is a policy that is in place, that fact needs to be explained and communicated to the students. And when we come back, I don't think that would interfere with our taking the appropriate action that we need to take in order to take care of the finances of these dollars are supposed to take care of. So if we were to simply have a meeting with the Student Senate, whoever has to have a meeting in order to understand that this was a policy that's been passed and approved by the students before, that it is a process by which we spend money for particular items, and that when inflation occurs, we have to relate to inflation. I think they're smart kids. They go to the U of I. And we won't have anybody to fight with us over principle.
Okay.
My thought is, if we have that discussion with the students, but we as a board are not open to revisiting the inflationary increase, then we might as well vote on it today per the norm and still have the communication. But if we are truly open to rethinking the Delta increase, then we should put it off. But I think what I'm hearing is we're probably committed to the inflationary increase.
I guess I just add.